We all know communication is key. We say that a lot on this show, usually when we're talking about sex and relationships, but it doesn't stop there, of course. Well, on the line now is a real life hostage negotiator. Can't believe I'm saying that. Scott Walker, who has negotiated on behalf of more than 300 kidnap and piracy victims, and his new book, Order Out of Chaos, How to Become a World-Class Communicator and Win Every Negotiation, is all about the skills he learned in extreme situations and how they can be put into action in your life. I'm delighted to say Scott is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for doing this. Now, like I said, Scott, your work is all about communication. So can you tell the listeners how a chat at lunchtime with your pal in London Police Station set your life on a brand new course?
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. Out of the blue, I wasn't expecting it. Sat down with a former colleague and he had just come back from a week of really high tense life or death negotiation. And it sounded far better, far more interesting than the intro crime reports I was dealing with at the time. And he introduced me to the team that oversaw all the kidnap and hostage negotiation. And the rest is history, really. I went down, got selected, and then spent the next 10 years or so going all over the world to resolve the crises.
Wow. Okay, so what is a negotiator's mindset and how can it help the lives of people just who are listening now?
Yeah, the first thing, it's about understanding it's not about you. So I have to park my own ego. I have to get into my own good state, so to speak, which is why emotional self-regulation is the number one skill of communication generally, let alone a kidnapper or a hostage negotiation.
Okay.
And then it's really just about listening more than talking and probably bringing more curiosity than assumption to the conversation.
Interesting. Oh my God, this is why I'm a terrible negotiator, because I get too emotional and I can't keep calm in certain situations. So how do you keep calm, or how should one keep calm, you know, once it all kicks off? Is there a tools you could give us?
Yeah, I call it the immediate action drill. And I mentioned this in the book, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's three steps. The first step is you've got to interrupt that pattern. You know, when you get hit by that wave of stress or you get triggered and it's a really difficult conversation, you know, it's either stand up and go outside or take a couple of deep breaths just to kind of calm yourself and detach yourself from that raw emotion. And the second step is you've got to ride that wave of 90 seconds, which is how long all those stress chemicals pump through your body. And if you're still feeling it after about 90 seconds, 2 minutes, it means you're stuck in an old pattern, an old story. And then the third stage is, when you calm down a bit, is to ask yourself better questions.
Wow. Okay.
More empowering questions, such as, what am I missing here? Or where's the learning in this, for example?
Is empathy important?
It's crucial.
Oh, okay.
Particularly cognitive empathy. And bear in mind, I had nothing in common with the kidnappers. I didn't like them, yet I needed to empathize with them. Mm. I needed to make sure that they knew I understood and I could demonstrate what my understanding of what they were going through, even if I didn't agree with them, because it's all about trust. And I can't, nor can anybody, influence, persuade, or bring about cooperation without trust first being established. And empathy is a key factor in doing that.
I love some of the tips and tricks you have in the book. Can you explain why more pies are a great way to communicate?
Yeah, more pies. Always eat more pies. Well, there's a number of techniques that you can use to build that empathy through active listening. One of which is minimal encouragers. I won't go through all of them, mm-hmm. but a few of them are something like minimal encouragers. You know, when you go, mm-hmm, I see. Or if you're in person, it's the head nods, the body languages to indicate that you're listening. But one of my most favorite ones is the either paraphrasing back. So you do a quick summary of what the other person has said.
Okay.
So they go, oh, yeah, I understand what you mean now. And the other one is labeling, which is emotional labeling. Whereas if I can identify and reflect back to you the emotion I think you're struggling with right there, like it looks like, it sounds like, it seems like, and then I fit in with the emotion, again, it helps build that rapport and that common connection.
What are some of the common reasons negotiations can break down? And is there a way to try and avoid that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we can see this in the workplace and the family, let alone when we're dealing with kidnappers. Usually,
I thought you were going to say kids.
Kids as well. Yeah, I mean, kids are a great testing ground for this. It's not listening properly.
Yeah.
Most people are just waiting to talk. And then we allow their ego coming in thinking that I'm right or I'm more right than you are. And I'm just waiting my turn to tell you how right I am. And following up from that, the other big barrier or the obstacle is we love to give advice. We love to give advice to people when often they don't want it and they're not looking for it. They're just listening to be heard.
Oh, my God. I say that to my husband every day. Every day. Like, you don't need to tell me what to do. I just need to talk and I just need you to listen. Things sometimes don't go as smoothly as we would like. How can we handle it when it gets confrontational? Is it best to just walk away and then come back to it?
Yeah, that's another great question. People shouldn't be afraid of a bit of resistance or confrontation in a negotiation or communication. It's how you deal with it that counts. And you're right. If you can, again, interrupt that that emotional wave that hits you, and then you can reduce the anxiety, the stress, the overwhelm through breathing or getting a bit of fresh air, and then coming back in, then and only then can you start bringing about an objective, common sense, rational kind of dialogue.
You have dealt with some pretty extreme personalities and people, I would say. Difficult people, I would say. A lot of people listen to this might think, oh, there's just some people I can't negotiate, I can't talk to because they're this and this and this. Do you think that's the case for everybody? Or do you think we can, if we look at ourselves, you know, negotiate with everyone if we take on these tools?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
And out of the 10 years of doing this in different countries and cultures and languages and backgrounds and industries, we're all human beings at the end of the day. And we're all driven by a few basic needs. And I think if we go with the mindset of first seek to understand before being understood, then that can really stand us in good stead to find out what really makes this person tick. And then once we can understand what that is, we can help meet their needs, and then we can influence and persuade and cooperate.
I would hate to be your friend or your partner or like a sibling because I would just, I don't mean that. No, I mean that as a compliment because I would think, oh God, he's always thinking of what my intentions are or what I want. Do you find it hard to switch off?
I get that question asked a lot, actually. And I think if you're doing this properly,
yeah,
like properly listening at the deep level, it is hard work. However, again, if you just have a lot of curiosity about somebody rather than trying to load your own judgment onto the situation, actually that just becomes quite a natural part of how you communicate and interact with people.
But listening on a deeper level, I mean, that is so important. And like you said there, not waiting to just talk, but actually listening. Is that the most vital thing when it comes to negotiating?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just listen properly and almost put in an extra pause before you come back with a response or another question. And it may seem quite alien to start with, but I guarantee it will be impactful.
Kate, get Dan on the phone. I'm ready to renegotiate my contract. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do it. Look, the book is fascinating. It is out. It's called Order Out of Chaos: How to Become a World-Class Communicator and Win Every Negotiation. That's a big statement. It is out now and it's full of great stuff. Scott, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I wish you the very best of luck in everything you do. Jen Zamparelli on RT.
RTE 2FM.